shift your focus back on the craft of your acting and your personal development and your inner self.
Welcome to ActorCast, the podcast that broadcasts the work, advice, and insight of actors, writers, directors, producers, and other industry experts in show business. I'm your host, Patrick McAndrew. Sit back, take notes, and enjoy the show. Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to episode number 58 of the ActorCast. As always, thank you so much for tuning in, where you are getting the latest and greatest information from our upcoming guests. And speaking of upcoming guests, we have an amazing guest joining us for today's episode of ActorCast. Her name is Andrea Osvart. And Andrea is a multi-award-winning European actress with nearly 25 years in the industry and over 50 credits, starring opposite movie stars like Robert Redford, Brad Pitt, Heath Ledger, Clive Owen, and J.K. Simmons. Andrea's mission is to educate actors about long-term success and career longevity through her method. And today, we dive into the nitty-gritty of what that is exactly. We talk about Andrea's background, we talk about why she became an actor, and also what led her to becoming someone who coaches actors. Now, Andrea is a very unique type of acting coach. She's not a coach in the traditional sense where she is teaching actors how to act. It's more so about their lifestyle and mindset. We talk about how Andrea believes actors get in their own way, how actors can stand out from the crowd, what actors should prioritize, and we also talk about actors' relationship with social media. How important is it? There is a wealth of information in this episode that I truly believe all of you tuning in will walk away with some sort of new revelation of sorts. If you like this episode, please head to actorcast.fm. Leave us a review, comment, let us know your thoughts on this episode. So without further ado, let me please introduce today's guest of ActorCast, Andrea Osvart. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the ActorCast. Today, we have the incredible Andrea Osvart joining us. Andrea, thank you so much for being with us on the show.
Thank you, Patrick, for inviting me.
I'm very excited to chat with you today. As we were just discussing before we started recording, you are working not only as an actor, but you also coach actors as well in a very unique way, kind of coming from this approach of mindset and lifestyle. This career is filled with its ups and downs, as I'm sure you are very well aware of. And so you're really taking this approach and coaching actors from this different perspective. So I'm really excited to dive into the details of that today for our episode. I'm wondering if you could just start off by sharing a little bit about yourself. Maybe tell us a bit about your background, why you decided to become an actor, and then also what led you into coaching.
Of course, I'm glad to. So I think I've always wanted to be an actor. However, it was quite difficult for me because I was born in Budapest in Hungary, and I grew up in the Hungarian countryside during the 80s when there was communism still. So to be honest with you, there were not many opportunities here, and it was just not a realistic dream to become an actor, and not to mention making a living out of it. So it took me quite a while to get where I am today. And yeah, it's been a long path and a long journey. I eventually started modeling when I was a teenager, and then I moved to the capital city when I went to university. That's when I started to enroll in acting schools and started to do my first trainings and castings. And then I decided that Hungary was not the land of opportunities to be honest. So since I was studying Italian language and literature, I moved to Italy. I lived in Rome for about 10 years. And that's where my acting career took off, really, because I kind of stood out from the crowd, being a tall blonde in Italy and who spoke Italian. And after 10 years, I moved to LA because I still felt this ambition in me and the power and the will and the willpower that I could really still make my career even better. So I lived in LA also for 3 years, and then I moved back to my hometown. I now live in Budapest again, and I love living in Budapest, and I feel home, and I love Europe, and I just like to be back home.
Well, it's amazing hearing about this experience, because I think that you really have this unique perspective, this international perspective on the wide world of acting, having grown up and then, you know, worked a little bit in Budapest, moved to Italy, moved to America as well. And so I imagine it's given you this very interesting perspective on how this world works. And I'm wondering, like, how has that helped inform your work as a coach too, as you're coaching actors?
It's so funny you mentioned the word perspective, because I actually talk about perspective a lot in my program for actors. A perspective is a point of view, and it's also a point of you.
Oh, so, I like that.
I like to play with words. And if you can't really find the fulfillment, the artistic fulfillment in your career where you are at in the moment, it is always better to look at it from a different perspective. And because I've been in so many markets and I've lived in many continents and countries, speaking multiple languages, I really find it useful for actors to relocate, like physically, really for at least a few months sometimes, because that gives you such a refreshment and such a new spark and a different perspective on your career, on your personal development, and even on the market that you have been part of. Because as I said, being a tall blonde girl on the Italian market was a completely different context than being a blonde in Germany. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was kind of lucky because accidentally I studied Italian from high school, even though I didn't know back then what am I going to use it for. But eventually it turned out that I left and I went to Italy and started my acting career there. And my type, my physical type as a character, as an actor, was completely different from their type. And yes, I could never play a Sicilian girl in any movie, of course, because of my colors. But me standing out from the crowd helped me to that people would remember my name more easily and remember my face more easily. And, you know, they just identified me with that, you know, that short-haired girl with the foreign accent. Right. So eventually casting directors remembered me. And that's why I always recommend actors to change their perspectives and move around a little bit. If they're in America, they should visit Europe. If they're European actors, it's nice to, you know, go to America for a few months just to look around and have multiple markets, or at least two markets. It's very, very helpful.
Do you believe that actors get in their own way sometimes when it comes to, as you were mentioning, changing the perspective, changing the ways in which they are either approaching their work or approaching the business? Do you believe that actors get in their own way with regards to these things? And if so, how do you think they could overcome that?
I think actors stand in their own ways most of the times, because we have this conditional programming or some kind of belief system that we have, not innate, but conditioned in us, that sets up the whole character that we are. And sometimes lack of confidence and self-doubts arise subconsciously because of these conditioned programming. So it is very useful to go somewhere else and leave those voices behind and all the discouraging voices or those voices that don't serve you. Just, you know, leave them behind and forget about them and become someone else and become someone new. Because to be honest with you, I was a completely different person when I lived in Italy. And then I became again a new person when I lived in LA. My surroundings changed. My circumstances changed. The people I used to see have changed. The climate, the weather, the language I spoke changed, so I slowly changed as well, and for the better. And it's such a nice personal development experience to get to learn yourself and to get to know yourself better.
Yeah, I think it's such a huge part of acting too, isn't it? Is the life experiences that you're having, the traveling that you're doing, the new people that you're meeting, the new places that you're seeing. As actors, we are essentially telling stories and we're performing the human condition. And it's, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's those experiences that we're having in our actual life that then informs the work that we do as actors.
Yes. And sometimes when actors experience rejections a lot or have bad periods or they're out of work or transitioning between two jobs, they can really lose the motivation and the spark and the joy they once had when they started acting. And also in these occasions, I think it is really a helpful tool to just get your suitcase and go somewhere else and meet new people and see new things and let yourself be inspired again with something new.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. For our actors out there who perhaps they've been working in the industry for a handful of years now, but they're having trouble getting traction. They're having trouble standing out. Maybe they have been training regularly. They're really working and developing in their craft, but they're just having a hard time building those relationships, whether it be with casting directors or agents or managers. In your experience, and then in the experience of those who you coach as well, how do you believe actors can set themselves apart from the crowd? I guess outside of moving somewhere new, because as we've discussed, that is one way mm-hmm. that actors could stand out. But say that they're in a large market with types that are all very similar to them. What are ways in which they could distinguish themselves as unique individuals yeah. amongst the vast array of actors out there? Ugh,
it's such a complex question, and only if I knew the right answer. But after 25 years of experience in the business, I can't see anything wiser than trusting the process, because it is useless, if not counterproductive, to, you know, bombard casting directors and agents with your material and with your emails and be pushy. Or I also find it useless to post auditions, self-tapes, and whatever performances on Facebook, on social media, because those platforms are not right for that. Actors, actually, back then in the old days, were not accessible by the general population. They used to use the back door, you know, in theaters, not to destroy the illusion of a performance in the audience. So the private person of an actor was always, you know, behind the screen, behind the curtains. And today, in this digital era with Facebook, social media, and the fact that we have to gain followers and fans and likes and comments, we are pushed towards a phenomenon that is not really what we are meant to do. And I know that producers, casting directors also scout on social media sometimes. So there is no right answer for that. But I still think that for the majority of cases, casting directors and producers go through the traditional channels and they look for talents. And I trust that they don't look for followers. Like, there are exceptions, of course. If you have a million of people who follow you, then you might get a job as well because you have market value. But other than that, I would trust the right platforms to be present on those platforms, presenting your digital self. This is also a new term, for us actors, our digital selves, that is not really reflecting our real self, but it's our digital self, how we present ourselves online. It is very, very important. So my short answer to that is that less is more. I would not, and I do not promote myself too much on social media, and I try to wait patiently for the right project. And I think so far for me, it has worked.
That's great. And also very encouraging to hear too. I'm someone who I have a very big love-hate relationship with social media myself. And in that if I could choose not to do it, I probably wouldn't. But there's part of me that feels like I have to. And it's so great that you touched upon that because that was one of the big questions I wanted to ask you about, was just actors' relationship with social media. How important is it? Is it important? Because I believe you mentioned this on your website as well, is that creating a social media presence takes a lot of energy, and it could be draining sometimes depending on one's investment in that. And so you start thinking as an actor, okay, where should my attention be? Should I be focusing on developing my craft as an actor, or should I be making sure that I post a ton of times every week so that casting directors and agents and managers at least get the perception that I am busy and that I am doing things?
It's not the right way of thinking, because right. If you post too much, people will think that you're out of work, you are bored and you have nothing else to do. So it's quite the opposite, I think, because if you think about great actors, they never post.
Hey,
because they're too busy. They don't need to. So instead of posting every day or every 2 hours, I would say, yes, keep your online presence, but it's perfectly enough to post once or twice a week. And yes, you said it right. Shift your focus back on the craft of your acting and your personal development and your inner self. And don't try to be liked, so much by the outside world, because you're just really, you can get so easily lost in the digital world, and it's such a trap. So instead of trying to find this external validation, you should really go back into your, little world, own world, and work on yourself from the inside out.
Yeah. And I really like, in addition to that, what you said before about less is more, and really focusing on those few things that are really going to impact you, not only in your career, but then also just as an artist as well. And so with that said, I'm wondering if we could jump to kind of thinking about priorities a little bit. What do you believe, or I guess when you're coaching your actors, what do you think actors should prioritize in their work? Because as you mentioned, especially with this digital world that we're constantly juggling in our lives, it can be very easy to get lost, and it can become confusing for actors to figure out, okay, where should I put my attention? What should I be doing? Should I just hit the ground running hard with auditions? Should I create my own work and see where that goes? Should I try to become an influencer? Like, what do you think, just based on the people you've worked with, and then also through your experience, what do you think actors should prioritize in their work?
Yeah, I think there is no such thing than trying to become an influencer, because you either have it or you don't have it. It's useless to force it. If you don't have this innate talent for sharing, I don't, for example, I don't have talent for that, then it's useless to force and coerce yourself to do so. Answering your question, I think it's very important to distinguish which stage one is in their careers. Because if you are a beginner, it's one thing. If you already have been in the industry for 10 years, that's another thing. Or if you've been around for 50 years, that's again a different ballgame. So I think actors who are at the beginning of their careers, they have to do everything. They have to do both. They do have to work on their craft and the craft of acting, and attend acting schools, classes, courses, trainings, workshops a lot, and network and connect with a lot of industry people, and also be very good at the computer and be able to, you know, connect with the world also online. However, if you have been over your, I don't know, 15 years of a career, then I think it is kind of too late to try to become an influencer, because probably all the casting directors know you already. So unless you move to a new country where people don't know you yet and where you have novelty value, I think it's really hard to change the perception of you in people's heads. So in that case, if you have worked already for 10, 15, 20 years as an actor, I would just trust my instinct that I am a worthy actor, a valuable actor. And even if I don't work every day, because that's impossible to do, I can still stand on my own feet, and I don't need to look desperate and start and keep posting every day on Facebook or Instagram.
Right. Right. I think that's, it kind of goes back to what you were saying before as well, is finding ways that actors can get out of their own way, you know, and make sure that they don't, you know, and I understand, like, obviously those doubts could be difficult to overcome, but once you overcome them, I'm sure it makes a huge difference.
And also people get different advices from different people, and it's so confusing, because it might be that your agent tells you, oh, post 3 times a day. That's the minimum. That's the new law. So you listen to them because you trust them and you believe they want your best. But in the long run, you can really get exhausted, and it's so time consuming. You have no more energy left for what you love doing. So in order to be able to do what you love, you have to love what you do. So if you don't like posting, really, it's just really counterproductive to push it and to artificially try to create content if it's not coming naturally from you. So instead of, you know, trying out and you know, fake it on Facebook, it's worth so much more just to watch a great movie or read a book or read some industry news that would enrich you and open up and spread out your industry knowledge even more.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. That's so important. There's a depth to that. There's a depth to what you're saying in watching a good movie or just doing research on your own as an actor. The knowledge you get from that is so much richer and deeper than trying to come up with just, you know, oh, I'm here with my Starbucks coffee reading a script. right now. And like trying to figure out a way to like make it perfect. You know, it's this is a great reminder, I think, for all actors, is that there's a vast difference between that deep work that you're doing, whether it's watching a movie intently or doing research, from kind of the more presentational type of things that we post on social media.
Yeah, and to be honest, there is not so much content that we can produce day by day when we are not working, right? Like, I went to the gym, so, and these kind of things, but people really, to be honest with you, get bored after a while to see these trivial things. And I also believe that we actors have responsibility in what we channel to the people. So I always try to save the energy and the time of my audience and not to overwhelm them and bombard them with, stupid content. Like,
yeah.
I try to put valuable content, and I think that's much more worthy than posting, you know, bikini shots of myself on Facebook just to get more likes.
Right. Oh, it's so good. It's so important. It's so important to say that and to be able to really think about that as actors, like with regards to what we're putting out there. Quality is much more important than quantity, I think. And I guess I jumped into the depths of things with talking, but to give us a brief overview, like what is it that you coach actors on specifically? Because it is very different than your traditional acting coach, where they're teaching you the craft of acting. What is your approach? What is your method? And what is it that you teach to actors?
My work is very personal with actors. So we always go through a few, the initial sessions about who you are, where you come from, what is your dream, what's your goal. And then we try to break it up into the long-term objectives, into short-term achievable action steps. And then I also help actors to get clarity about what they want and who they are, because most of the actors actually just wait for the call, wait for the role, but they don't know that they could also suggest or invent or direct people in the direction they want to go. Let me tell you an example. When my American agent signed me up, she had me read 18 scripts as a homework. And she asked me to do a sheet and to summarize to her what I thought of those scripts. And I thought it was such a great exercise, even if it, you know, those scripts were not for me to play as roles. But she wanted to get to know me, my taste, my character, my values. And that also helped me to learn my own values and to distinguish what genres, what directors I like, what actors I like, and what movies I would like to be involved in. So we are clearing the fog, so to say, with my actors first, and then we determine clear pathways on how to get and to reach their goals. Like it's a conscious, like making the subconscious conscious thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's so important too, because I love how you put it, to clear the fog of everything that's going on, because there in this industry, there are so many different pathways to go and approaches to take with this work. I think a lot of times we get into this work as actors being like, okay, I want to be an actor. So long as I'm performing something, I'm happy. But I think it is really beneficial to have some sort of strategy, to develop some sort of clarity, as you were saying, as we grow and develop in our careers, because that's how we're going to create traction for ourselves.
And also because the devil never sleeps. Like, there will be temptations for roles that are not in alignment with your integrity. And if you accept those roles, then they will set the path to your future self. And it's very difficult, if not impossible, to come out of a perceived character. Like, I'm sure we can mention so many examples of when an actor is identified by the character they used to play for long years, if not forever. So it is very important that you are in alignment with your values, and the roles and the movies that you are involved with fit you, because if not, then that they can also ruin your career or even your life, you know, in extreme cases.
Right, absolutely. Andrea, I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to join us on the ActorCast today, and not only taking the time to join us, but I really appreciate the work that you're doing for actors a lot. It is so great to be able to have you on the show to dive into even just a little bit of what you do and how you help actors out. This type of coaching is so important, and I'm hoping that, and I'm sure that our listeners who are tuning in today are going to be able to walk away with something and walk away inspired as well. So thank you so much.
Hopefully they've heard some interesting thoughts or principles. And I just wanted to emphasize that I have a lot of free resources on my website.
Yeah, where could they find out more about you and your work?
Yeah, andreaosbart.coach is my website, where you can also find and download my free ebook for actors, read my blog posts, and I also offer a free consultation session for every actor who wants to have an approach to my coaching. So it's absolutely free. It's risk-free, basically, and you can directly book an appointment on my website through my online calendar. So hopefully I get a chance to get to know you better and connect on a human level and talk through some showbiz issues.
Great. Well, I'll make sure to include the link to your website in our show notes. So all our listeners out there, all you have to do is scroll down and click that link to Andrea's website. Andrea, do you have any parting words of advice for our actors tuning in today?
Yes. My motto is, how you do anything is how you do everything. So take yourself seriously enough and your acting career seriously enough if you want to achieve your dreams. Because if you don't take your professional life seriously, people in the industry won't take you seriously either. So I think it's time to roll your sleeves and invest some time, energy in yourself and just go for it.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of ActorCast. You can head to actorcast.fm and leave us a review to let us know what you thought of this episode. If you haven't already done so, sign up for our newsletter to get the latest and greatest information on upcoming guests, showcases, and much more. I look forward to catching you all in the next episode, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out and create.